Mishnah Gimel, although it is forbidden to cook the Korban Pesach in a liquid or in water, it is permitted to smear and coat the animal with a thin layer of oil, for example, before roasting it, because it's not considered to be that the oil is cooking the animal, because it's only smeared with a thin layer of the oil. Now what happens if somebody did smear it with oil? Socha b'shemen truma. They smeared the animal with truma oil. So im chavras kohanim, if it's a group of kohanim who are part of this Korban Pesach, so of course yechelu, they can eat it, because truma is the gift which is given to kohanim, and only kohanim are allowed to eat it. And since all the group is kohanim, they are permitted to eat this Korban Pesach in Yisrael. But what happens if it's a group of Yisraelim? So they can't just eat it like it is, because that would be eating truma. That would be consuming truma oil. So the Mishnah says, im chayhu, if the meat is still raw and it hasn't yet been cooked, then yidichenu, he should rinse the meat, because since it's raw, it doesn't absorb the oil, and just by rinsing it, that is enough to get rid of all the oil. V'im tzalihu, but if it is already roasted, there's still a solution, yikle v'sachitzein, all he needs to do is peel off the outer layer, that's where the oil was smeared onto, and since in general it wouldn't be a lot of oil, so it wouldn't penetrate deep into the meat, deep into the animal, so only the outer layer needs to be removed, and then the rest of the animal can be eaten. Alright, second half of the Mishnah discusses oil, which is Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni is a tenth of one's produce, which would include oil as well, which one needs to bring up to Yerushalayim and eat over there. Now, if he does not want to bring up a tenth of his produce to Yerushalayim, there is another solution, which is that he can redeem it onto money, and then that money gains Maisa Sheni status, and then he brings up the money to Yerushalayim and spends that money in Yerushalayim on other food items. Now the halacha is that if one brings the actual Maisa Sheni produce, he doesn't redeem it, he actually brings the Maisa Sheni produce or the oil to Yerushalayim. Once he has entered Yerushalayim, it is then forbidden to exchange that for anything or to redeem it onto anything else, and the Maisa Sheni itself has to be eaten as it is. Says the Mishnah, Socha b'shemesh l'Maisa Sheni, if they smeared the Korban Pesach with Maisa Sheni oil, so let's say one of the members of the group had some Maisa Sheni oil, and he smeared it all over the Korban Pesach. Lo ya'asenu dom l'abnei chavura, he is not able to charge the other members of the group for the Maisa Sheni, because that would mean that the other people are effectively paying for the Maisa Sheni oil, and that is very similar to redeeming the Maisa Sheni onto money, and so therefore the Rabbonon forbade it, she'ein poid Maisa Sheni b'Yerushalayim, because it is forbidden to redeem the Maisa Sheni onto money, to transfer the status and the kedusha, the holiness of the Maisa Sheni, onto other things. So the Rabbanon said that it's also forbidden to sell it, because it's very similar to redeeming it.